everybody, and welcome back to John Last Week's. I trust you're having a wonderful day so far. I trust you've had a good week. Well, God is amazing. Thank God for everything. In all we give thanks, and I pray that if there's anything that is on your mind that maybe bothering you, that you're able to take it to God and help God to lead you, and God to lead you through the process, in Jesus' name, amen. Holy Spirit, thank you for these words you've given unto me. Help me to deliver these words as you put in my heart. All of you, less of me, open the hearts and minds of those to receive and hear the word, and also ponder and be drawn to you through this episode. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I am just a tool in the hands of the Creator. I am just grateful to be used as a vessel. Each day I'm grateful that God, you know, sees me and uses me. I am eternally grateful. So today I discuss Ishbosheth leadership, and I say here, the leader lost courage and the whole of Israel was alarmed. The leader lost courage and the whole of Israel was alarmed. Just because of one man lost courage. One man. You see, let me read 2 Samuel 4 verses 1, and we discuss afterwards. So I quickly read, when Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, heard that Abner had died in Hebron, he lost courage, and all of Israel became alarmed. You see, over the last couple of days, we've been discussing dependence on God, we've been discussing God being our source, and God uses different channels, and not everything a channel to a source, or demoting a source, God, to a channel. Two different things. Now, today, I want to discuss leadership. Because in this case, Ish-bosheth was not just a man. He was the leader, the king of Israel, which means he had so many people that were following him in that, I think thousands of millions, I'm not sure how many people then, but there were loads of people that were looking up to him, up to his leadership, up to, you know, him speaking and doing things and all that. Now, one very important area of leadership is stability, right? The fact that a leader loses courage means that the whole of Israel becomes alarmed. One man. It just shows the importance of good leadership. It shows the importance of leaderships, of leaders, right? And how they are required, seriously and importantly required, in helping, you know, the nation be stable, you know, grow, etc. One man, one leader. But you see, it also shows how painful it is to have the wrong leader in place, like Ish-bosheth. As we see, Ish-bosheth was depending and on Abner as a source and everything. And, you know, when Abner died, he lost the courage. But because he lost the courage, the whole of Israel lost their courage as well, because he was a leader in Israel. And it just shows that because of the dependency on Abner, if Abner, you know, woke up on the wrong side of the bed, because it will first upset Ish-bosheth, then Ish-bosheth will not carry that same anger, that same frustration to the people. So because one man sleeps and wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, the whole of Israel is in jeopardy. That happens when, as a leader, you are depending on a man as your source and not God. The source of Ish-bosheth should have been God. But you see, as we know here, God did not anoint Ish-bosheth to become king of Israel. It was David. And if God was a source, he would not have even bothered getting on the throne, because he was not meant to be there. He only ruled for 2 years before he passed. While his father and even David ruled for over 30 years, if I remember clearly. Yeah, about over 30 years, yeah. I write here that this is why it is so critical to put our trust in God, the never changing God, because he's constant. So we're not worried about mood swings or changing hearts. We know that, you know, God can lead through us and direct us accordingly. Yes, we have advisors. Yes, we have supporters, people that support, help us, you know, with Vision ETC. We have all of that because it's important, but the actual source must be God. Let God lead through you. Let God lead through us. In whatever way we are leading, and we are all leaders, whether it's at home, you know, in your family, whether it's in your office, whether you have a community, whether you have, you know, a podcast as an example, or anything you are doing, there's somewhere, or even a business, there's somewhere you are actually being a leader. And in that place, let God lead through you. Don't depend on who may have brought you or put you there. Let God lead through you. Now, it is very easy to say, because the person puts me there, the person is, you know, the Holy Grail. I must depend on the person. I assure you, that person is a man. Yes, the person may have put you there, but that person cannot maintain a position for you. It's only God, working with God and, you know, going according to his plan and purpose that will help you continue in that position. I write here that no matter how you get there or you find yourself there, let God lead through you. Depend on God as your source. Because it's not only about you anymore. The lives of the people you are leading are dependent on you and your actions and your decisions that are being made for whatever place you are leading. So you are able to lead people right. So I finish here saying, so as a leader, who are you depending on? Is it the people that put in leadership? Is it people that you have found so helpful that, you know, you don't want to let go? Is it people around you that, you know, have been threatening you? Who are you depending on? Who is your source? Who are your channels? Is God your source, or is God a channel? Or one of the channels that you think, you know, you are using? Have you somehow, in fact, switched places, you know, made a man your source and God a channel? Ask yourself, because as a leader, it's very critical, because it's not only about you anymore. It's about those that you and I are leading. Are you pointing them back to God? Or are you, you know, taking the glory for yourself? There are so many examples in the Bible for men that took glory for themselves, aka Saul, and see what happened to him. God will not share his glory with anybody. He is the Lord, and that is his name. And he wants to be Lord over your life and my life. And so as a leader in that position, that is very, very important. Remember to let God lead through you. Obey his instructions. Serve as God has asked you to serve. Because a lot of time we think leadership is about, okay, you know what? Ruling, dominating. There's many reasons and ways of leadership. You know, some are quite, you know, horrific. You know, the way they lead people, and there are those that, you know, through our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the servant leadership model. Are you serving people, or are you, you know, dominating them? What are you doing in your leadership? Is God leading through you, or is God just a channel that you go to when you feel other channels have been exhausted? Who is God to you in your leadership? In that very position and place you are leading, who is God to you there? Is he your source, or is he just a channel that you go to when you have exhausted all other channels and you need some sort of help urgently? God is and has to be the only source. Whether as a person leading yourself, or leading people, or a nation, as Ishbosheth, we see as an example from Ishbosheth here. So I will stop here. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you and you. I love you. Bye.